Okay, we're moving now into the final two other issues, which are essentially where the staff is going to show you how we feel that the standard has been met or exceeded, and that is in tangible benefits and stormwater. And tangible benefits is first, and I think these have maybe 4 to 6 slides just to summarize what is going on. Tangible benefits, and not to say that it isn't a topic I know you've had a lot of interest in. I think the applicant has put a package together that we want to show you that adheres to the standard. The application describes the environmental and economic improvements that are part of the requirement. The benefits to residents of Maine in terms of jobs, construction, O&M, operation and maintenance jobs as well. Income, property taxes, these are all in the application submittals. The community benefits agreement package, we're going to take a close look at that. Those that have been executed, the attorney mentioned them this morning for the applicant. Land conservation proposal, and also estimated annual power generation. So these are the aspects that are described in the application and are required. Yes. The host communities that are going to receive the payments, and they meet the definition of host communities, is Hancock County, the town of Eastbrook, and also in the category of land and natural resource conservation, the Down East Salmon Federation is going to be in the Narragansett River watershed area doing water quality and access improvements. Those amounts, summary of the tangible benefits proposed. These are actually, given the project, you know, this would be the agreements. We have these all signed and documented. Hancock County is community benefit agreement is $198,832 per year. This is based on megawatt. So rather than the per turbine, this is per megawatt. And I believe that is $5,848 per megawatt. Yes, that's what it is, $5,400. So when you multiply that out, that's the yearly contribution. This goes over 20 years, and that comes out to $3.98 million. The town of Eastbrook has agreed to an annual $20,000 per year, 20 years at $400,000. Down East Salmon Federation, it's the first time payment of $25,000 and then annual $20,000 per year, and again, $400,000 over 20 years. Down East Salmon Federation became involved. The application had a land and resource conservation component to it, but Down East Salmon Federation stepped up to the plate for managing the fund and participating and doing the program. Staff recommends the tangible benefit proposals meets the legal standard. Documentation's all complete. Minimum value for CBAs are exceeded. The cash to communities, land conservation, jobs, et cetera, all mentioned in statute as appropriate benefits. And the value of all tangible benefits meets the test of significant.
Dawn.
Yes.
We have been informed by the PUC, one of our review agencies, and by Senator Mills, when he came to talk to us to explain the tangible benefits package, that it does not include property taxes or other benefits that would accrue normally associated with the construction of the property. These are over and above. And on your first slide, you show property taxes, and I'm just wondering what's changed.
I think we're talking about.
Can you go back to that first slide,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll bring it back to the beginning, and I think property taxes, in terms of the value of the equipment, they're paying taxes on the value of the equipment. Excuse me.
In Title 35A, Section 3451, and I think that you have it in your appendix.
I think it's on the first page of the section.
1C.
Okay, oh, is it?
Tangible
okay.
benefits. The
yeah.
Criteria.
It does say,
yeah.
So the definition of tangible benefits, it means...
it does. I stand corrected. Why is it, though, that we got that from the, in the past?
I think that there are...
TIF offsets properties. Yeah.
There are some benefits that are assumed in law, but they tend to do more with environmental benefits and energy cost stabilization, which are specifically not mentioned in particularly the community benefit agreement. And so there are some benefits that in statute we're directed to assume and to not consider. But I don't believe that property taxes are one of them.
No, it does say right here specifically property taxes.
So I it may be that you're thinking of the others.
Including. It says not including. Yeah, not including property taxes is what it says.
Including but not limited to.
So it does include. Read the whole.
Okay, page 1 of 17.
Dave, it's not including property tax payments.
But that's a, okay.
There's including but not limited to. You're reading something different.
Well, it's just maybe we've got the wrong information here.
Where are you, Steve?
This is page 1.
Page 1, 1C.
Oh, yeah. That's the community benefits package, which is only one portion of all the tangible benefits. So there's a legal minimum dollar value for the community benefit package, and that cannot include property tax. But when you look at the test for tangible benefits overall is significance, not that minimum dollar value. So there's, as I understand, there's two tests to meet here. One is minimum $4,000 for the community benefits package, which cannot include property taxes.
All right, okay.
And then the second test is significance of all tangible benefits.
Thank you. Okay.
And that has been met.
And that's been met, yeah.
Okay. I want to thank Samantha for helping me with that. I had read it. I did know it. I just couldn't find it.
Any other questions, concerns? Are you?
Yeah, at the risk of being dealing minutiae, it would be, at least for me, it would be nice if you could present things, if we're going to measure tangible benefits. Kilowatt hours is fine, or turbines are fine, but as we go through this, it would be nice to have a consistent. The ones that I've seen so far have been measured in by the turbine.
Yes.
And this one's measured by kilowatt. And, you know, on the fly, it's not easy to convert those back and forth. So I don't care which way you do it, but it would be nice to have it be consistent.
Yes. And actually, what I'm – this is the – in the agreement itself.
Okay.
So in the Hancock County agreement, they dealt with
– kilowatts.
Megawatts, but megawatts. Yes. And in other agreements, you'll see per turbine. And my guess is that over the years, if the generators got switched out and the megawattage it got increased, it would be tied to megawatts rather than just the standing tower. That's just my own.
And that's why, Toby, that's why on page 4, we knew that was going to be an issue because we had to do the conversion. We had to pull out our pocket calculators as well. And so at the end of that chart, we did do the per turbine because that is the standard for the community benefits package. And so I hear you. I went through the same thing, too.
I'm going, wow, it's more. Three times per hour.
All right. So I guess we're comfortable with your recommendation there. And then what? Is there anything else? Just make sure I'm not moving ahead too quickly under tangible benefits. So stormwater.